Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Packed house in Gillette as residents debate $500 million nuclear fuel plant. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Close to 300 people packed the Camplex Heritage Center Theater on Tuesday night to hear BWXT outline plans for a $500 million TriSol fuel fabrication facility in Gillette. The proposed plant would create more than 200 jobs, but residents remain divided over whether the benefits outweigh the risks. BWXT officials repeatedly stressed that the project will not involve nuclear waste. Josh Parker, Senior Director of BWXT Advanced Fuels, said during the presentation, "This project will not create spent nuclear fuel or high-level waste, and we will not store spent nuclear fuel or high-level waste, period." Still, community skepticism lingers. County commissioners recently drafted a resolution explicitly opposing nuclear waste storage in Campbell County, citing longstanding public concern. For their part, many Gillette leaders expressed that the project is a no-brainer for Gillette and Campbell County, including former leaders in the coal industry. BWXT highlighted its long history in nuclear fuel production and pledged to buy where you build, hiring local workers and contractors to build the facility if the permits go through. Parker said 80% of plant jobs would be technician and operator roles requiring two-year degrees, and he pointed to partnerships with Gillette College to accomplish it. He also promised upper management would be relocating to Gillette if the facility is built. For now, Gillette is left balancing the promise of new jobs against fears about housing, property values, and its reputation in the nuclear industry, a debate likely to shape Gillette's future in the coming years. Knowles marked 60 years with celebration and financial challenges. The National Outdoor Leadership School, better known as Knowles, marked its 60th anniversary last week with a series of high-profile events in Lander, Wyoming. But while the celebration highlighted the school's global reputation and its $18.7 million impact on Wyoming's economy, President Sandy Calhoun admitted the organization is still on shaky financial ground. Calhoun told a crowd of instructors, alumni, and community members, "We're doing great, but we're not out of the woods yet." Wildfile reported the outdoor education nonprofit shed 60 jobs and closed three campuses last year as part of a restructuring, but still reported a $3.6 million operating loss in 2025. Calhoun said the school must continue cutting costs and focusing on financial rigor to get back on track. A University of Wyoming study showed Knowles supports 142 jobs in Fremont County and provides critical wilderness medicine training statewide. Board Chair John Babcock defended a $45,000 grant from Lander for the anniversary festivities, saying every dollar went back into the community. Despite financial hurdles, leaders say Knowles' mission of teaching leadership and outdoor skills remains as vital today as when it started in a Sinks Canyon cabin six decades ago. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.